This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome in. It's Hour 1 G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, live from the Globe, as the Rangers will host the Dodgers tonight. A matchup of the last two World Series champions, and a great opportunity here this evening to go out and watch Jacob deGrom battle maybe the best lineup in baseball. Okay, let's do this. We'll be broadcasting for the next 4.5 hours. General at your service. If you see me, bear me N-A. We will have What You Drinking, What You Thinking coming up today at 5 o'clock. Okay? It's just a little bit of a schedule tweak there, as we want to make sure we have enough time for everything that happens in that expressway, including L.A. Live.
Yes, sir.
I believe the G-Bag of the Day has found a permanent home there at 5:30.
That's awesome. Okay. That is so awesome.
Thought you guys would like knowing that.
That's great news on a Good Friday.
Right there in the middle of maybe of your drive home. You're already home. Maybe you want to go back and listen to it with the Odyssey app. But you can count on it every day at 5:30 for the first time in 12 years. The time of the G-Bag of the Day has moved. But you're going to love that. 5:30 to 6 o'clock every day with Lucius cranking the G-Bag of the Day, then L.A. Live back-to-back.
That is like music to my ears. I love that the show. It's always something I look forward to. Learn so much along the way. Laugh.
It's the best.
Kind of like, oh, geez, I didn't know that. But Lucius does such a great job. So it's hats off to him. It's must listen.
Hats off to you, Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champ, coming off a very successful Draft 101 last night in our performance showroom downstairs.
Thank you very much, General. I appreciate that. Thank you to the guys and the gals that came from far away. There we were, had a crowd of a couple of folks that drove 3 hours away to be a part of this. So
they're crossing state lines to get your takes.
A lot of really great draft questions. Really loved being a part of that. Always do. Thanks to Gavin Spittle and to Derek Eagleton, to Tim Collins. Thank you to Travis Hill and the guys at Whataburger as well for being such a huge part of that. And if you're interested, if you didn't get a chance to see it after our show today, it is actually up on our YouTube page on 105.3 The Fan. So you can it's 2 hours worth of draft content. You can kind of take a peek at it for yourself. So thanks to Carter Freeman for getting that up and going.
Lucius Alexander's back home at 75 and Fitzhugh in the Pimp Cup. Fix it to go 4.5 flawless right here. That's radio producing, engineering, and hosting. Of course, you have Eric Chiafalo in the house. Wolchuk fell to the bronchitis, I believe. That's one of the worst coughs I've ever seen from somebody that didn't have tuberculosis. You know, that was Doc Holliday level stuff, fighting through it yesterday.
I thought it was whooping at one point. Mm-hmm. We were all kind of looking around. He called it a little tickle in his throat, but I feel like it graduated to a scratch. And especially after 2 hours of babysitting on the draft show last night and running point, I'm sure he woke up this morning feeling like, ooh, let's go get a little steroid shot. Get me back to feeling 100, especially on draft week. It's a bad time.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes you got to go steroid shot. You know, I've had to do that before for poison ivy. It was overwhelming me.
Yeah.
It was something else, man. It had a life of its own that year.
That's awful.
I'd spent the better part
of, like, if you stand within 2 feet of poison ivy, are you going to get it?
Yes. Yeah, I will get it.
Windy here.
If I touch it, I'm going to be uncomfortable for the next 2 months. But that particular day, it was like my first experience with poison ivy. I'd gotten out behind our property, beyond the fence line, and there's all this brush, and I was like raking it up to make like this little trail back into the woods and stuff, and it turned out really good. But for the better part of like 4 hours, I was weed eating and then taking poison ivy and raking it across my legs. I didn't have any pants on.
Oh, you just did it completely naked out there.
Yeah,
that was a choice.
And it got so bad before I went to the steroids that I had taken like a washcloth and just scrubbed my leg because it was itching so bad. And I like
that probably was helpful. I think that's something they've recommended you do.
It was raw. You can probably ask Bask about it because I had to wear shorts the next day because if I'd worn pants, it would have stuck to my legs. You know,
it was that raw.
Yeah.
Jeez,
it
bro.
Was horrible. So I knew I had to go get some antibiotics and some steroids that time around.
We were debating on whether to do that because you're kind of the guy that really, I'm going to tough it out.
Yeah, I don't want to go to the doctor.
I'm not going to go do that. I'm just going to tough it out and hope it goes away kind of guy.
Yes, I think actually what I did was I got a Teladoc. And they're like, okay, you need to go right now, right? Because this is bad.
Get this fixed.
You got infection. You got rampant poison ivy like we've never seen.
You got bleeding from rubbing it raw. Yeah.
That's when I found out, though, this is a good time to have poison ivy talk. And maybe some people are dealing with it right now because they've been doing some springtime gardening or whatever. But one of the best ways to get relief if you're up at night is to hit it with the blow dryer until it pushes past the point of pain. Right, it'll be a very painful itch, and you'll be holding the blow dryer on it, like getting some relief, like, wow, that kind of feels nice, and then it'll go numb. At that point, bang, you got about 15, 20 minutes to fall asleep. Right.
Ooh. Okay.
So that's a pro tip.
That's your nighttime routine.
Yeah.
So you should do the alpha male influencer nighttime routine.
Yeah.
Showing how you blow dry your poison ivy.
Alpha male deals with poison ivy.
Here's the stupid question: yeah. Is it the cool side of it or the warm side of it that you use the blow dryer?
Yeah. You blowing warm or cold?
Oh,
on
you
that.
Go heat.
You oh, you want heat. Heat. Okay.
Okay.
You right. basically want to max out the itching and heat nerve endings.
Oh.
Right.
So and you're when you, frying them is
when
what
you
you're
heat
doing.
Them up past a point, they're like, okay, we're done. I can't feel anything, boss. All right, I get it.
Yeah.
And at that point, you got about 20 minutes or so to fall asleep. It's quite pleasant.
My dad used to basically just lather us in that pink
calamine lotion whenever
we had it. So we would just be
That's
all
good stuff
out.
Too.
But somebody just texted in 214, best thing for poison ivy, wash yourself with Dawn Platinum.
Mm. Oh, the
like
dish soap?
Dish soap?
Yeah,
if maybe it's for a dish, after an exposure.
Could it be for my epidermis if it's for my plates?
Yeah.
I wonder. Are they really that awesome? Is the versatility of Dawn soap that where
like
I could wash my plate and my butt?
You never had the struggle, huh?
Yeah. I think for the issues of science, I think for the issues of science that Dawson needs to get poison ivy, and let's see if this works.
Well, I think it would work on the front end. Like, I was out working in poison ivy, and now I've scrubbed myself thoroughly with this Dawn Platinum. I think it would break down the oils, you know, like a. But once you got it, I don't think there's anything you can do but roids.
Yeah, I think that's a 100%. That's a roid factor right there.
I mean,
tough sledding, dude.
And I got the special poison ivy soap, so now when I'm done outside, I'll take a shower with that now to try to mitigate
it.
There's a special poison ivy soap that you can wash with if you know you've had exposure to it within a couple of hours, something like that. Okay, of course, we do have Ruben Portillo in the house. He is a remote engineering
Ruby
as
Tuesday.
We're live at the Comerica backyard here in the GBAC Nation, home of the Rangers. And yes, Eric Nadel is going to join us at 5:20. We'll take your phone calls at 5 o'clock sharp, okay? And looking forward to hearing from Rodeo Ron, who went over 30 days sober this week.
I saw him last night.
Cool.
He looks great.
He really does.
He really does. Congratulations to him. You know, he asked a really good question, and he did the tagline and everything, and even in the people in the crowd,
where are you at, baby?
And everybody, all the guys in the panel looked at me like, and Wolchek, we were all kind of laughing about it, but seriously, Ron looks great.
Yeah, I'm happy for him.
So if you're kind of debating on trying to turn your life around. Ron's a good example of that, how you look.
It's
outstanding.
He was flexing about just how easy it's been.
Yeah.
You know, like when you sort of see the light on what's gotta happen, you flip that switch and you just make it happen, dude. Yeah. That's big boy stuff. And he's still sipping on that Dr. Pepper though, so salute to him on that.
That's how it was for me too. Like I was going 1,000 miles an hour, and then it was just like a lane change, and it seemed fairly easy at that moment.
Yeah,
you know, it was wild.
I think you get to a point in time you say just enough.
Yeah,
when you like, but they always say the rock bottom element of it all.
Yeah, I think that's what it is for both of us.
Yeah, I think he hit it there. He got it.
Okay, we are looking for some of Hurtado's finest a little bit later on. Their new burger. Here.
You and I made a scouting mission to go over and see if we can find a menu to see if
it's on. I know.
Okay,
I was doing the same thing when I was walking by trying to get a peek ski at the menu, and I guess they probably throw it up whenever the building gets in here because it wasn't there, and I was wondering
is
the Burgertron on the menu, especially after last night.
Well, you know
it should be. It's a Ranger burger.
Yeah,
we're at the Ranger game.
You know me.
Except some Burgertrons.
If Ruben's willing, I'm willing to buy them all. You know, he makes the run for us.
That.
So if we're interested in
this
burger's on the menu tonight, we're all going to have one.
You're incredible.
It makes sense that it would be, but we have not yet confirmed that Jake Burger is, but you could get a Jake Burger Whataburger jersey next Wednesday. It's going to be Whataburger night in their A's game, the co-branded Whataburger sleeveless hoodie.
It is great. Travis Hill again from Whataburger sent me the drawing of it, the rendering of it. Trust me, you want to get this if you're a fan.
Dude, their merch is 10 out of 10.
Every
time I see something different, I'm like, oh, it's phenomenal. I want it.
The Josh Jung World Series replica ring is next Tuesday against the A's. You do have an ice cream sundae on Sunday against the Dodgers.
Is it dollar ice cream?
Yeah, that's a dollar. Mm-hmm. Dollar. That's kids 13 and under.
Oh.
But it is. That's a 420 game right there. So I imagine that Bluebell's going to see a lot of foot traffic coming through on that particular game there. That's a Sunday. Glizzy Day is Wednesday as well. That includes the Ranger Glizzy Cap. So Wednesday's huge.
Can we get out here again on Wednesday? I want to be here for some of that.
I'll tell you what.
Those are some ideal giveaways. It's funny because in Around the Bases, I will unveil to you what I believe to be the single worst bobblehead giveaway night at any ballpark ever in the history of Major League Baseball.
Wow.
But that's not what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with some badasses.
Yeah.
With the Glizzy hat, with the Whataburger deal.
Wait till you see this hoodie. I'll send you the picture. My gosh.
Send it to me.
You got it. Folks, seriously.
Send it to me Peyton style on Snapchat.
On Snapchat? Should I show my face wearing the actual jersey?
Yeah, I want the whole
face. With no pants?
Just the jersey, Winnie the Pooh style?
Yeah, just...
With a tub of honey.
Just pour it all over me.
That's a calendar, dude. We could do a baseball broadcast calendar.
Oh.
Get you in there for
How about me just with all the Ranger items with just no pants?
That is incredible. We got to make this happen.
So was that a tease for Around the Bases at 6 o'clock? You're going to give us the worst bobblehead ever?
I'm going to give
you... 6 o'clock?
At 6 o'clock. Yeah, dang right. That's when we go around the bases, dude. But I'll tell you what, I do believe it's the single worst giveaway in professional sports history.
Is it given away now that Matthew Golden's going to be the pick? Is this turning into a bad, like the worst kept secret in football, or is it that much of a sure thing? How would you put it right now?
I really don't know. It's funny, I was talking with Matt Pittman of Meat Church this morning. We were talking crawfish techniques, and Matt and I were, you know, he's going up to Green Bay. He's taking his son up to Green Bay he's going to be part of the Dallas Cowboy contingency that's going to hang out there. So good for Matt and his son. But we were talking about that. I still feel like that Tet McMillan's still in play. I feel like that Golden's in play here. Depending on – they went – I talked to a buddy of mine in the league last night. Dallas went and worked out Walker, the edge inside linebacker guy from Georgia.
Yeah.
They worked out Malik Williams as well up there. They went to Athens, Georgia, linebacker coach, defensive line coach, late run to Athens, Georgia to get some workouts done. So, there's still a lot of possibilities, Dawson, I think, for this thing to kind of stay open.
Well, I just want them to get it right.
I do too.
And if Golden's the pick, I know people were drawing comps to his career, to Calvin Johnson's career.
That was me.
Today.
And listen to this.
Yeah, what was going on there? I was curious about that.
The numbers. If you look now, people say he played in an option offense and all these things like that. But if you just look at the numbers, the career numbers of
production.
How production, You know, I'm not saying the kid is Calvin Johnson.
Right.
I'm just saying if you look at – someone was asking me, they go – they say, hey, give me – the question was, give me a wide receiver that had an all-pro career that didn't have college production. And people say, well, wait, he played in an option offense and stuff. Well, I'll counter with you, too. Texas had a situation where they didn't use him as much. They have weapons, Bond, Blue, Helm, the tight end. They had all these guys. They're throwing the ball to other people. Quinn Ewers, and people saying, well, it's Georgia Tech's a running offense. I'm just telling you, if you want to say that's a receiver that became an all-time great coming out of an offense that didn't have a lot of weapons around him, didn't have a quarterback, but Texas has a ton of weapons and he wasn't used in the right way. They set their offense up for Bond and it didn't work. This guy played outstanding for Texas. And you look down the stretch, their final years, very, very similar numbers that way.
Okay, what kind of numbers are we going to get from the Mavs tonight? Brandon Williams has scored 17 in two of his three games since being able to rejoin the Mavs. I think, you know, he gives you a chance. Maybe he's not a future star playmaker, but, you know, this team needs it so bad that if he can give you 15 to 17 points, I really like the Mavs' chances of winning this game. Do we know for sure yet on Ja Morant?
That's what I'm asking right now. I'm going to ask somebody from the Mavs if they're expecting him to play tonight, and we'll get back with me on that one.
I mean, but if Ja Morant is out, you got to be thinking the Mavs are going to win. Even if he does play, this is probably like a coin flip type of situation. I just don't feel like the Grizzlies are, you know, really excited about being here, and maybe the Mavs feel like they got something to prove. Like even though we lost Luka, we're still pretty dang good. I feel like that might carry the dub tonight.
Yeah, and ultimately you have the best player on the floor in Anthony Davis. Hopefully he's out there playing his best. And traditionally, when you look at those Laker matchups with the Grizzlies, like Anthony Davis has done a pretty nice job on Jaren Jackson Jr. Maybe you get him into some foul trouble, something like that. But Ja Morant, I don't know how much he was planning on getting to the rack anyway tonight, just because of the big trees
the
that you have.
Yeah.
But especially if he's hobbled, now you're talking about a settling for jumpers Ja Morant. And his three ball's actually gotten pretty good.
Yeah.
This latter half of the season, he's knocking them down. But
he could crush you with that if he's hitting.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. But you'd live with that over him just being able to get to the rack at will.
My guy at the Mavs says, I said, you guys thinking Ja plays tonight? And he said, yes. So we'll see. We'll see. Their game plan is to have to deal with that tonight. So hopefully, you know, they can handle that. He's one of the best players in basketball, but he's hobbled. So hopefully Mavs can take advantage of that a little bit.
I want him to win. We'll take your thoughts on that a little bit later. What are you hoping to see tonight? But up next, Chiafalo, it's time for a top 10 at 220 here. Wolchuk is out. What you got in store for us?
877-881-1053. I have the top 10 Easter candies of all time as we head into Easter weekend on this Good Friday. And even more reason for Nico Harrison to be Rob Pelinka's best friend. Next in the name.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Nation. We are live at the Globe. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online, frankelfirm.com. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's time now for Wooly Bully's Top 10 at 420. Here's the Chief. All right, 877-881-1053. We already have a text from Christina in the 817. Reese's peanut butter eggs are the number one Easter candy of all time. She notes that Cadbury eggs are extremely overrated.
Like, you know, I know some people feel about that, but I'm going to disagree. You know, I think that Cadbury egg is pretty dang good. Now, I like the smaller ones. Okay, I do think the full-size ones are a little much. So I've been going to the miniature ones.
I like that. 877-881-1053. Let us know on this Good Friday here at the Globe. Now, I have a couple of news items here from a Maverick standpoint, or at least, in some way, this ties into the Mavs. First, it's Shams Charania letting us know that the Lakers have signed Rob Pelinka to a contract extension and gave him a new title as president of basketball ops along with general manager. So he's getting the level up, and that all is, I mean, a big, big, I'm assuming he's handwriting a thank you card to Nico right now.
Yes.
And they'll probably embrace at a coffee shop again at some point, and Nico will congratulate him, probably give him an attaboy butt slap. They're a couple of besties.
Yeah, I would imagine when Nico ultimately does get fired, he is going to be such a legend there that they'll make way for him somewhere. If he doesn't go straight back to Nike to get rich off the Luka in Los Angeles money.
Speaking of Luka in Los Angeles, we have the sound. This is the teaser from Malika Andrews as there is a Luka Doncic upcoming interview sit down with Malika where he shows his phone that he apparently threw in anger after hanging up the call where he found out that the Mavericks had traded him to the Lakers. Here is that sound.
I thought I would show you the souvenir from that night.
Oh, yeah, he's still there.
You hang up the phone the night you're traded, and you threw it?
Yes.
Do you have that phone?
Yeah.
You still use that phone?
Yeah, it still works.
Okay, so there is the clip. Now, that is Luca's wife coming into the picture. Interview setting because she wanted to show the sort of the souvenir, as she put it, the cracked up, busted iPhone that Luca threw in anger the moment he found out that he was traded to the Lakers.
I am surprised that he wouldn't go get a new phone just because the annoyance of a cracked screen. But maybe it's driving him in some way. Maybe he likes that it scratches that itch a little bit. It's a reminder every time he checks his phone of, you know, what he's trying to rectify here, the reckoning he's trying to create.
Reminds him of a broken relationship.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's fueling him, I believe. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that to me that, you know, it's a very, very difficult thing for him to have to deal with. And there's just, like I say, there was a... It just bothers me so much. And I would have been fired if I had worked at the Mavs. I'd have been fired. Because I would have stood up and said, we are effing idiots if we're thinking about doing this right now.
Yeah.
Nico would have said, all right, then, Brian, you can go in your office and pack your stuff and leave. You know, and I would have walked out of there and I'd have been just fine with it. Because I know how hard it is to find players, elite players. I mean, like... franchise-changing players. Mm-hmm. Did it for 13 years. It's hard. And when you finally get one, you know, but I would have been fired. I would have been the one, and I wonder if there was others with the Mavs that, and listen, I'm not giving Patrick DeMond or the family any pass here, but somebody had to step up and say, no, you can't do this. You know, and I would have been that guy, like I said, that would have been fired. And then you know what I've been doing? I'd have been calling Malik Andrews and saying, listen, this is how it went down. This guy was on a mission. Yeah. He was on a mission to move on from this guy.
Yeah.
You know, and we tried to stop him, and it didn't work. He was that dug in. I just can't believe that nobody, Michael Finley, any one of these people that know basketball, didn't step up and try and stop this. You know, from happening.
I think, and I'm with you 100%. The only thing I would say is I do.
You
think,
can't hide things like this in an organization.
Okay, because that's what I was going to say. Is
you
Nico
can't
kept
hide
it tight
this.
Lit.
You
I
can't
think Nico,
hide it.
Nico had already gotten rid of anybody that would or could.
That's well, like I said, shame on those people that sat there and I couldn't in my own it, working in a front office. I'm thinking we can't do this. Mm-hmm. Please hear me. We can't do this. And I would have risked my job. I would have absolutely, because you can't find players like this. It's so rare.
It would have been awesome to have that, dude. They would have built a statue for you. You know, Mavs fans
I'm
would
just,
be absolutely
I'm not,
loving
and I'm
you.
Not, trust me, I'm not, I'm a guy that got fired for standing up for players. So, I mean, my contract ran out. But I don't know how in an organization that people just go, yeah, this is a great idea. This is... Yeah, let's do this. This is cool. Let's do this. He can keep that a secret. No. Not the way. No, you can't. Everybody knew what was going on here.
There's no way you could ever justify it. It was just a horrible, weak ego decision. You know, I think the other thing
Very
that's interesting ego-driven. To me is that Luka didn't like so many people on the coaching staff, the front office, the ownership group over the years, but he wanted to be here still so bad. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that he had such an emotional reaction. Like, I can't believe it. I don't think it's that. I think it's the rejection. I think it's the public humiliation that a team traded you.
There's definitely
that
some
really
of that.
Set him off.
Yeah, the embarrassment of like, really, I'm being traded. This is not something that guys
somebody
like me need
actually,
to be worrying about.
His whole life, he's always been wanted.
Yeah,
and now it comes down to wait a minute. I'm dragging this team to a.
Yeah,
to a final a couple years ago, and we finally got the right combination of guys to maybe make a run at this thing. I'm a little banged up right now, but I'll get back. You know,
I mean, you don't have a great relationship with the coach. You don't talk to anybody in the front office. They need a go-between. They fired your training staff. I would be like, sweet, I'm going to the Lakers? Dope, dude. I hate everybody here. This is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I liked Jason Kidd for like a season. I don't know who he liked.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation. There's no question about that. But let's go ahead and get into the list here. 877-881-1053. What's the best Easter candy? We go into the Pimp Cup. Lucius Alexander, when you think of Easter candies, Lucius, what's popping into your mind?
I had to get my hand on those Robin eggs.
Oh yeah.
By Whoppers.
Yes.
Yeah, Whoppers. Bro. By the way, that's what my uncle used to say going to Burger King. Hey, you boys want some Whoppers?
Yeah. I still do.
Yeah.
That makes Whopper. At least three of us.
Yeah. I'm anti-Whopper. I'm more Whopper candy guy than Whopper burger guy. I do have respect for the Whopper candy, especially this
I do
time
love
of
a
year.
Malted milk ball. Right out of the freezer, by the way.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Man, it's amazing how many
that whole carton you put in the freezer, yep. The whole carton?
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds amazing when they're tumbling out of there.
It's just like, yeah, like rocks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't it cool, though, like how freezing candy does something magical to a lot of it?
Yes. The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, slightly chilled. Girl Scout Thin Mints is another one.
Yeah,
those slightly
stay.
Chill. And I'm, yeah.
Stay in the fridge. You guys, you got any Easter hunt deals going down, Dawson, this weekend?
Oh, yeah. We'll be Easter egg hunting for sure. You know, with the 3.5-year-old and the 6-year-old cousin got dropped off last night, so she's going to be in the house for the weekend. We're going to do it big on Sunday for sure.
Look at in the poison ivy.
I don't think we're not going to do any actual eggs though, which is weird to me, right?
What are you doing?
We're going to get the plastic eggs with money and candy inside.
Mm. Yeah.
No actual eggs.
And it's on 420. Are you going to be having any adults out there?
I don't know. They'll probably be in the garage.
You can put like a little Graham. You can put a Graham in the eggs.
You guys always tell me, right? The cousins. Don't the cousins go for a walk?
Thanksgiving generally is the cousin walk.
Nah, man. I'm saying you put a Graham in the eggs and hide them joints. So when the adults find them,
they're like, fam.
Oh,
you get uncles and aunties out there crawling around looking for eggs.
The green eggs are for the adults.
The green eggs are for the adults.
That's a daddy egg. Put that one down.
Whoa, wait. You found it. Good. Thanks.
That's so funny, though. You guys usually did real, actual eggs, and you would try and find those?
You never dyed eggs?
We dyed eggs, yeah, but that was a separate deal. You weren't hunting for those eggs because there was no payoff. Why would, as a kid, I want an actual hard-boiled egg?
But
I want
the
plastic
one most,
that busts open with
Yeah, if you found
candy.
The most. You got a prize.
We were conned into thinking that those eggs were amazing.
That's hilarious.
They were hard-boiled eggs.
They're fantastic, bro.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Put some salt on them.
Hey, Chief.
Yeah.
Did your kids, or Dawson, your kids, the hollow Easter bunny, the hollow chocolate Easter bunny?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That my mom used
See,
to get, like,
break
Easter
that
baskets.
Thing, break pieces off of that?
That's always started with the ear. Did you always start with the ear? Or did you finish with the ear?
I think I finished with the ear.
Okay,
I think
so
I just
started,
kind of broke it in half.
Started at the foot?
Yeah, just kind of just, but those little pieces of chocolate I thought were always great.
They were. They are. Yeah. And I look forward to crushing some. I mean, I do the same thing I do at Halloween. You know, I'm stealing a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
Secretly. But I
Well, that's bad for you.
I'll tell you what I don't want at all is Peeps. You know,
Get is the that peeps, the foamy
get
thing?
The peeps away from me.
Who invented that?
Way worse than candy corn. Way worse than the circus peanuts.
Yeah. Circus peanuts.
Even worse than that?
Really?
Get out.
That's
here.
True bottom of the barrel. Yeah, because I haven't had the circus peanuts, but I just imagine I would rather have those than Peeps.
Yeah.
Peeps are just.
Peeps are the worst.
The only thing worse than a peep is actually the black licorice.
Okay,
That's your lucky. You
I can't believe those
here.
Stay in business. Yeah. That's crazy. 214, do you guys not do G Bag of the Day anymore? We absolutely do. 5:30
every day.
Commercial free LA Expressway. Rocking and rolling right into LA Live. It's absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to kicking that off later on this afternoon, live from Globe Life Field. We have 214. My favorite Easter candy is the Whopper Robin eggs. Getting a lot of love for those. Getting plenty of love for those. And, of course, the chocolate rabbits, the Reese's. Everybody likes the Reese's.
Yeah.
And this is, according to America, the top 10. Just on the outside looking in, you have the sweet tarts, chicks, ducks, and bunnies. You have the jelly beans as well. Russell Stover itty bitty bunnies. And then the Jordan almonds, all on the outside looking in. As well
Lucius, what are the Jordan almonds?
I have no idea, but when I hear Jordan, I just think, Jordan!
Yeah.
Oh, Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, those are like the pastel colored almonds. They're just like covered. They're probably chocolate.
Okay, that works.
Milk chocolate covered marshmallow peeps also outside looking in. But your top 10 looks like this. Russell Stover marshmallow eggs at 10. I just don't really do the marshmallow stuff. I think that's
that.
I mean I love doing s'mores, of course, but I don't like a marshmallow candy. I believe
no marshmallow can really like. Complement something incredibly well. Like You drop a couple of marshmallow, the mini ones, on top of a chocolate chip cookie when they have about 3 minutes to go in the oven.
Oh, yeah. Melt,
magic.
Melted it down,
yeah.
I think.
Wow. Yeah. Special. Bro. When it's mixed in with something.
Yeah. Wow.
Adds maybe a chewiness. The best thing you've said in five years of working with you.
Yeah, it's kind of a role player. It's not the star of the show. Yeah. It's just, hey, here's an added ingredient, sort of a glue guy of the chocolate chip
the
cookie.
The Big Mac exactly General right there, baby.
Yep.
Jeez, General cool. Of the Big Backs.
That might be take of the day. We might already have the take of the day awarded. We haven't even gotten to the 3 o'clock.
Yeah, take it a day.
Lent is over. Let the game begin.
Marshmallow Peeps at 9. Nestle Butterfinger Nest Eggs at 8. Mm. Hershey's Easter Solid Milk Chocolate Bunny at 7.
Solid. That's a category.
To me, that's
hollow.
A God, that's
a lot.
That's a top 4 in my
that's
mind.
That's a lot.
Cadbury Caramel Egg at 6.
What's the Cadbury again? Is this English candy? What are we doing here?
Yeah, I think it.
You
comes
know the eggs that are right there at the checkout in the grocery store. They got like a blue and green aluminum foil wrapping over them.
Oh, those
size of an egg,
okay.
But there's chocolate in
their
there.
Their chocolate's actually pretty good, but right. I mean, and the caramel's probably pretty good as well.
Yeah, the caramel's probably better than the original.
Like
the
cream like lobster
one, Cadbury cream one comes in at 5. Easter pastel M&Ms. That comes
you know
in
what?
At number 4. That,
I don't like the surprise of the egg with the filling like that that you just described.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't like that bite-in surprise.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah. Chocolate Lint Gold Bunny at 3. Mm. Cadbury Mini Eggs at 2. And number 1,
yes.
Of course, your continuous reigning champion, unanimous champion, heavyweight Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs.
Yep. There you
yep.
go. There you go.
Continue
I
to
feel,
get it down at a high level.
I do feel like they this year they made like a Twix egg. You
I'm
know,
down for that.
I saw you digging into free candy.
I think there might
for
be a
Twix.
Snickers one too, bro.
Okay, yes. Yeah. I would look for those to be risers in future rankings. You know, they're just maybe in their rookie year or their first couple of runs.
They're just getting
through.
Going. They're not a household name yet, but they're going to be on the map.
Let the parents get
well,
involved.
The Rangers are definitely on the map here at the Globe, and they are hosting the Dodgers tonight. Pregame coming up at 6:30. The first pitch at 7 o'clock. It's going to be on CW33 and Victory Plus. The regular gates are going to open up at 5 o'clock, and I mean, the Dodgers are in town. The A's are going to be in town next week with all the fun that's going to be had there, including a Bruce Bochy pin night on Monday. So a lot of great giveaways with the A's in town on Monday. And, you know, a chance to check out tonight what I think is a World Series preview right here on your home of the Rangers, 105 through the Fan. Again, pregame's coming up at 6:30. All right, a Friday staple next, Chief. Where are we going with it?
Yeah, go ahead and text it in, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub, next right here.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm the Fan.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And coming up at 3 o'clock, we're going to look at some of the top sports stories of the day. Stars, Mavs, Rangers, Cowboys draft coming up. It's just 6 days away now. C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening at 3:20. And you're right now just 1 hour away from Krusty's Corner. Okay, so that sets the agenda here for the next hour. Again, the G-Bag of the Day has been relocated. You can find it at 5:30 every day live here on The Fan, or go back and listen with the Odyssey app to any segment that you might have missed. Okay, it's like a podcast menu in there. Here's the Chief with some biggest L's and biggest dubs.
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian. We start with a nice little victory in Carthage, where our buddy Pappy saw his grandson Camden get a big hit in a little league game this week. Congratulations to Camden. Nice work. Gramps, who I know taught him everything he knows at the plate. Pappy, we love you. 877-881-1053. We do have some dubs from our buddy Woody, who's still sober.
There you go,
Woody.
Off the
benzos and the opiates, rocking and rolling.
Look at that.
Keep going, Woody.
Also getting the dub because it's WrestleMania, and he's excited about how that's going to all shake out.
New Orleans, where are we doing this?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, okay. Gotcha.
That's right. Thank you. Yeah, it's supposed to be a big one. Two nights of just
aren't the WrestleManias like their Super Bowls? Isn't that kind of their deal? Isn't that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay. By the way, when it was here, behind
I thought it was
us,
Monday Night Raw.
When it was here in Arlington, you know, at the stadium, man, people were saying like that really didn't want to go and went. They had a great time, and they're like, "Man, you missed out on that." So
they put on a heck of a show.
They do. It is quite. You're right. Quite the show.
Our buddy DW Schaubing took an L this week because he had to spend 3 days in the ICU. But big victory. He did not have a heart attack. So I don't know exactly what the diagnosis was or is, but he's optimistic, and we pray for a full recovery to our buddy Shabby, who's a great, great dude.
They kept him 3 days, didn't have a heart attack?
Guess so.
Wow.
That's
the best.
That's a heck of a stint, though. Well, yeah. We love you, Shabby. 208, biggest L, the in-laws visited. Sorry about that.
Come on, bro.
Victory, though. He notes, father-in-law bought my 10-year-old son an analog portable radio, a little transistor style.
Wow, that is kind of, isn't that kind of old school stuff?
Yeah, it's heck like yeah.
Does it have the crank on it?
I think it's got the crank on it and everything.
You know, when you think of old school radio stuff, I remember Mickey Spagnola. We would be flying like on a Saturday going to a road game. Mickey had a little radio that he could pick up college football from like 35,000 feet in the air.
Oh, that's cool.
Like he would be like he, but he had to hold it above his head and
listen
like,
to the game.
It's like, oh, the Missouri Tigers, you know. And so, but he had this. He was able to get scores and stuff.
That's dedication
from like this little radio he had. It was crazy.
The coolest part about this is the 10-year-old boy immediately wanted to get that thing turned over to 105.3 The Fan. Listen to a little G-Bag Nation.
Oh, there you go.
So shout out to you and the 208. Yeah. We love you. 214 biggest L and Dub got $50K in stock grants from my company for a performance bonus.
There you go.
No L, NA on the L. So just victories for my guys in the 214. Yeah. Nice work, dude. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
817 took an L because in a few months I won't be able to listen to you guys for a while. Biggest Dub, I'll be in basic training for the Air Force.
Okay, look at that.
Thank you for your future service.
I was worried that he was going to say, I'm going to jail for a little bit.
Well, yeah, I got a debt to society I got to take care of, boys.
Yeah, some tax evasion I kind of worked around.
A little 9-month vacation, boys. See you on the other side.
Got any book recommendations?
That's great. But maybe if our Air Force guy decides to get that Mickey Spagnuolo radio.
Yeah.
Be listening to us up in the clouds.
Nick will let you borrow it.
903's taking a surgery L. He's got it coming up on the 29th.
Bag of peas?
No, not the vasectomy. This isn't the big V. This is the big C.
Oh,
so we're pulling for
Come
you.
Come on, man.
We're pulling for you, 903.
Keep going.
Now, we did get a dub from, this is just a nice heartwarming story from Bryce Underwood, who was supposed to be an LSU Tiger.
$2.9 million Bryce Underwood.
12.
He's at 12 now?
For the whole deal.
Oh, but yeah, I think it was 2.9 because that's one of the reasons why that our guy probably left Tennessee.
Nico.
My guy has yet to play a snap of college football, and Nico and him are making about the same scratch there.
Well, apparently Bryce Underwood was able to surprise his former now high school security guard with a brand new car.
All right.
So this is a nice little story here from, and we all had. I mean, we had some fun older security guard dudes walking around
my
high
goodness.
School that we used to always bust their chops, and now Bryce.
So
Underwood,
you had a fun playful relationship with the security at your high school?
I did. Yep. Yeah, yeah. We had a couple of older dudes that were they were pretty cool right up until at the end when we tried to do a little prank ski that went a little haywire.
Yeah,
started breaking crap that they weren't supposed to, and then all of a sudden Officer Quigley didn't like us so much.
Officer Quigley.
Quigley, bro.
Yeah,
what?
Quigs.
Exactly.
We called him Quigs.
Exactly.
Our guys were hard asses, but they weren't actual cops. They were just dudes.
Oh,
you know
really?
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they were in street clothes. And they would try to stop us from getting out to go to like lunch at McDonald's, which you couldn't do until you were a senior, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So at the back half of our sophomore year and our junior years, we were in a constant like cat and mouse game with these dudes.
That's hilarious.
Trying to sneak some Big Macs. Yes. And they would never tell on us, okay? So if we got out, they were just like, whatever, you know? But,
okay.
But if they actually stopped us, which proved to be pretty difficult, I mean, because we would just kind of hit the gas and swerve to avoid
you guys were the Dukes
them.
Of Hazzard
yes.
in your day, right?
It was right. I mean, this is the freaking late 80s, early 90s. It was a lawless land.
Yeah, dude.
You know? Totally different.
I envy that.
They would have called the cops on us, I'm sure, in these days.
Oh, definitely.
Like,
yeah, now
you know,
that's a huge story.
Your son could have run me over at 11:45 this morning.
You know who has some car trouble this week? Our buddy Haley Joel Osment. I did. Yeah, I did. I had a flat tire on the way to work yesterday. Just pulled over right there on 114 right before the MacArthur exit. And I was sitting there for about 45 minutes. But AAA is incredible. I'll tell you what. Had a AAA, just one call away. Come over there, change that tire, no problem. Shout out to my guy Edgar, who was just very, very buttoned up and impressive. But we got that done. I had to go to Discount Tire.
How fast did he take you to do it? Did he do it like in 3 minutes?
No,
the jack. And
we were kind of chatting a little bit. Uh-huh. I think it probably took him about 7 minutes.
There you go.
So,
but he had all the gear, right?
Yeah.
Knew how to unlock the tire and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You got to know how to pick a dang lock to get some of these tires out.
That's
of these
what I'm saying,
vehicles
bro.
These days,
yeah, you
got to
have that little your own little little device that you keep in the dash. Otherwise,
it's like trying to turn on a propane stove.
Yeah, they're all a little bit different.
Yeah,
but Haley Joel Osment. We know him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sees dead people.
He sees dead people.
Yes. And now he
and
sees.
And we see drunk people.
He sees bars. We see drunk people. He was arrested
at a California ski resort, charged with public intoxication and possession of a controlled substance.
Oh, come on.
Prior to his arrest,
I see another drink in my future.
He attempted to board a ski lift with his helmet on backwards and without skis or a snowboard. He's just going up there ready to.
I just want
to
go up the mountain.
Just go up with
it. You know
it.
What? There might have been a good bar up the hill.
Yeah, probably.
There's probably something at the halfway house they're serving like Bloody Marys.
Is that
young
how they
Bennett Broadus will tell me that story. He's like, yeah, Dad, we ski like halfway down. There's like these Bloody Mary stops. Maybe there's a good bar up there.
That poor guy, it sounds like he has no friends. Wouldn't your friends stop you? I mean, come on, bro. Let's go back to the what's your name.
I don't know. I put my helmet on backwards before.
Solo dolo out there?
Yeah.
It seems kind of like a drunken hijinks type of costume you could put on to add to the hilarity of it.
Yeah, bet you won't take the ski lift.
469 said, wow, I didn't know being the man was illegal. Yeah, that is a pretty great story from Haley Joel Osment.
And I imagine he's like 4'11", too. So, I mean,
it's a funny visual.
Yeah.
And I'm getting called out now for not changing my own tire. I actually do, and you're not going to believe me. I do know how to do it. I just don't have the good jack. Yeah. I got one of these old school crappy ones, and if I'm a free phone call away from Edgar 10 minutes away, I'm just going to use that. But I do, if I could invest in one of the good ones that they have, one of
NASCAR
those
like ones.
They're industrial.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, now I could change a tire for you. I have done it before.
Listen, that whole thing, I don't blame you, Eric. I'm the same way. My biggest fear is changing the tire and it just fall off the jack onto me. It's worth the $20 I pay a month. Not to have the car fall on me.
Yeah.
That's my deal.
Well said, sir. We have amazing things.
We did miss one, though, bro.
What's that?
We did miss one. Katy Perry and the Blue Origin Girls.
Oh yeah.
She took a big L this week. She's still taking L's.
Katy Perry in particular, right?
Katy Perry in particular. Wendy's told they said it left her up there in space. Now you got Martha Stewart clowning her. Martha Stewart clowning her.
Wow. Yeah.
Katy Perry taking an L, going up to
good
space.
Good call. Maybe the biggest L of the week. There we go. Thank you, Lucius.
Thank you, Chief. We have the top stories of the day, including reasons to believe in your Dallas Stars is coming up next here. It's the GBAG Nation, live for the Globe and the Fan.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.